98.1 KZEMK with you. Delighted to have some live guests in the studio with me today and local artists who I've never met before, which is very exciting for me. Jude Roberts and John B. Wooden are here. They are playing on Friday at the Colony in Woodstock to celebrate Jude's album release show of the new record, The Olive and the Vine. Please welcome to the studio Jude Roberts and John B. Wooden.
I recall the day carving my way through the old town, climbing the steps of the underground in the throes of traveling. In the noonday sun, crowds clustered round the magicians, plying their trades to the little ones, their laughter unraveling. And oh, Piccadilly, turn on your lights again. Oh, Piccadilly, I'm gonna stay till the end.
Till the end of the show.
Oh, till the end. Came the day they suddenly shut it all down. Boisterous streets turned silent in an eerie masquerade. The circus left town and retreated to life on the screen, and all they could play was the death scene, and the actors went unpaid. Oh, Piccadilly, they long for your lights again. Oh, Piccadilly, don't you know how we depend?
We depend on the show.
We depend. Our hopes, the enemy clings to the ropes, or so we're told, and it all seems so real. An invisible hand, coin in a pocket, out of the blue, left hook knocks him out cold. It was part of the deal. I recall the day when our voices would fill up a room. Someone would call for a tune, and no one was afraid. I remember a time when life filled the air and the streets. People would fill up the seats, and rules were disobeyed. Oh, Piccadilly, can we go back again? Oh, Piccadilly, maybe it's really the end. Oh, Piccadilly, turn on your lights again. Oh, carving my way through the old town, climbing the steps of the underground in the throes of traveling.
KZE, my guests in the studio, Jude Roberts and John B. Wooden. Well, now I'm sad. That was very beautiful and sad.
Thank you.
Welcome to KZE. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the two of you. I can see that you're friends. You have great musical chemistry. I assume you've played together before.
We have. Oh, a time or two. I think we started rehearsing yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, John is a wonderful singer-songwriter, plays all around, and I have been a singer-songwriter for a long time and touring all over nationally, internationally.
Helen Creation, as they say.
Yes, Helen Creation, exactly. And, yeah, we've been playing together as a duo for the last 4 or 5 years. We call it Gentlemen Caller.
Nice.
Two gentlemen, one call.
Exactly.
Right. Gentlemen Caller.
And we also play with a band called the Dust Bowl Fairies.
Great band.
I play bass, he plays guitar.
Very, very different sound, but just as fun.
Yeah. Legendary Hudson Valley band.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the new album is called The Olive and the Vine. This is your solo work, right, Jude?
Yes, that's correct.
And the two of you are playing a show to celebrate this Friday at Colony in Woodstock. Hometown release show. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a Woodstocker for many years, now live in Chatham, but I still feel like Woodstock is home in many ways.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's my musical home, for sure.
Tell me a little bit about the record. Is this a departure for you, or what was your approach to making this one?
Less of a departure and more of a growth and a continuation.
Yeah.
It was recorded at Humble Abode Music, which is Mike and Ruthie's studio in West Hurley, New York.
Love those guys.
Yeah, they're amazing. Great friends. And the studio's beautiful. Engineered by Mike Miranda and Brandon Morrison. And we have some great players on the record. We have Brandon Morrison playing bass. We got John playing guitars. We have Scott Malisi on the organ. Mike played drums and banjo and a bunch of other instruments.
Yeah.
Because that's how he rolls.
Yeah, there's a few instruments in there. Yeah. Just pop out. I have no idea who was playing it.
Oh, we have
amazing.
A Lowry organ. We have,
yeah,
we have some cool, we have a Pullman banjo. Some really interesting stuff.
Yeah. Was the song we just heard, was that on the new record?
It is.
So that was a very, the phrase lyrically rich sprang to mind as I listened to it. You know, very much, you know, a song that has a story, has, you know, beautiful prose. Can we expect the rest of the album to be that good?
I think so.
Yes. Absolutely, 100% yes.
No, no, that's not what I meant to ask. What I meant to ask is, you know, is that a running theme to kind of have stories in your songs, or how do you kind of approach songwriting?
Yeah, I'm a very literate kind of writer, and I like to paint pictures with my words.
Yeah.
So that's my MO.
Yeah, evocative.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, very evocative. Are they all that sad?
Mostly.
I have heard Jude play happy songs, too. He's just as good.
There's some that are less sad. And there's this one, actually it turns out to be my favorite track. It's called Ex Libris. Came out of a dream that I had in which my fiancé at the time was the librarian. And I was running through an old stone library. And I was a character in one of the books that she had written. And
that's badass.
Yeah.
Like, was that one of those dreams where you wake up and you're like, no, go back to sleep?
Well, I woke up and I heard this part of the song in the dream, and I got up and I immediately sang it into my phone.
Yeah.
And then went back to bed and then got up and wrote the song over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
So, but it's not particularly sad. It's just kind of creepy and funny.
I love creepy and funny.
Yeah.
It's almost October.
Exactly.
We like to joke about which one of us writes the saddest songs. I think we're tied. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm sadder.
Okay. Are we going to hear one of yours next?
Yes.
All right. Well, prove it.
And I don't think the songs are maudlin per se.
No,
but,
no.
Introspective.
It was extremely beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't have a working title for this yet, but I've been calling it "I Will Carry You" or "Parents' Lullaby."
This life, it has a way of circling round and around. You build yours up in time and time, and others falling down. I know they say that's just the way it goes, but I have found when it's time for us to say goodbye, we all come unwound. I offer you this prayer within a lullaby, and hope it brings you comfort in the turning tide. If the time must come, you can't carry through, I will carry you. As the years go by, I discover to my surprise some ways a sub can do so from both sides. Just as you were here for me before I opened up my eyes, I'll see you close your own one day. The time, how it flies. And I'll play for you this song, this sort of lullaby, and hope it brings you comfort in the turning tide. And when your sky grows dark, your stars fall out of line, I will lend you mine.
KZE, that was John B. Wooden with Jude Roberts. You can see them both on Friday at Colony in Woodstock. Also incredibly beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Is it Colony or The Colony? What do you guys say?
I believe it's Colony.
Just Colony, right?
Yeah.
If you go there a lot, people go there a lot, they'll say The Colony.
I feel like it used to be The Colony.
But officially
it's Colony.
Online seems to just be Colony.
Yeah. And the website, I believe, is colonywoodstock.com. So that's where you can go to get your tickets. And let's also talk, while we're talking about getting tickets, about where to find the music and where to buy the music. I believe you have a Bandcamp release coming.
Correct. For the time being, until Friday, the only place you can get the record is either from my hand as in the form of a CD, or you can go to juderoberts.bandcamp.com, and you can pre-purchase it there. You'll get one track right now, and then Friday the whole record will be released. It'll also become available on DistroKid and Apple Music.
Nice.
On Friday.
Yeah, but yeah, we do. We encourage Bandcamp here because you know, people deserve to be paid for their work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I might avoid Spotify altogether
this time. Respect that decision. Yeah, absolutely. Once again, the show is Friday at Colony in Woodstock, colonywoodstock.com. We've got Jude Roberts and John B. Wooden in the studio. Do you guys have one more for us?
Sure. Again, not a particularly uplifting. But there's hope at the end. I always like to leave people with a little bit of hope.
Well, John's song was not sad per se, just very moving.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
in my
Thanks. Yeah, no, that's good. I'd prefer it that way.
Well, this one is called Vapor and Crop. Because if you don't have enough water, you only have vapor. And if you don't have enough food, you only have crumbs.
If you're lucky.
All right. Vapor and crumb, vapor and crumb, look how we scramble for whatever comes. The children all are hungry, the fire's burning cold. Dark are the eyes, bitter the tongue, living on nothing but vapor and crumb. Hard to build your palace in the slums. And they're putting up wires in the east, putting out fires in the west. I put on these rags before sunrise, and I put all my dreams to rest. And I come home late at night with soot on my face. My station always knows his place. Vapor and crumb, vapor and crumb, trawling the depths, hauling the scum. Once they had to watch us, now we keep ourselves line. Notions we had, songs that we sung, melted and smashed into vapor and crumb. Cries of freedom died upon the lung. And they tell us the plague is coming, we know it's already here. It seeps from our stove, it's baked into loaves, it feeds on anger and fear. There's poison in the water and in the air. Poison in the mind, death everywhere.
I'll take them to the mountains. We'll take heaven knows where. Vapor and crumb, vapor and crumb.
KZE, Jude Roberts and John B. Wooden with the song For Our Times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wonderful, and yeah, I mean, I can't say it's sad because it's real.
I try to observe and reflect,
yeah,
and then offer a little bit of hope.
Yeah, yeah. Well, absolutely lovely. I mean, I know I'm razzing you guys a little bit about the sad music, but it's incredibly beautiful, and it's made me feel really good to get to hear it live in the studio today. So thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having
us. Yes,
today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you can see these guys live for a night of beautiful music this Friday at Colony in Woodstock, and grab the album on Bandcamp. You can grab it right now.
That's right. The Olive and the Vine.
Olive and the Vine. Green.
Very.
The color of hope.
That's right.
We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you so much, MK.
Thank you.
You got your community bulletin board right now and more local music up next.